Guy Gunther is joining us right now from Denver. He's the vice president of, and general manager of Quantum Fiber. Guy, good morning to you. This is kind of interesting. We have simple ways to keep your multi-device home and multi-interest family always connected. I guess the first question that I have for you is, how can we get the most out of our home and office internet as our digital life increases? Because it seems like it is increasing every single day in a different rate. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And you're absolutely right. You know, people there in Colorado Springs and everywhere, the need for high speed, reliable internet is greater than it's ever been. You know, if you think about all the people working from home, but then just the number of connected devices we have in our homes between all the smartphones, tablets, TVs, gaming consoles, maybe security cameras. Recent research shows that the average American home has 17 connected devices, and it's not unusual for many homes to have twice that many. And the important point here is that our need to have all those devices and also connect them at the same time, because it's so high, we need the right internet. And not all internet technologies are created equal. And so what I recommend is that people look for fiber internet. It's better than other technologies people might be familiar with, like cell phone internet or cable internet, because it's faster, it's more reliable, it's got less latency, and it's got better security.
So what are the differences, and I'm sure you being a proponent, what are the benefits you would see for fiber optic versus cable?
Yeah, the differences between them really rely on how they transmit data. Fiber internet transmits data using fiber optic cables and basically pulses of light. Cell phone internet would rely on radio signals through the air, and cable internet would rely on electric signals carried on copper wires. So if we go back to fiber internet, the reason why it's superior is that those bursts of light are very fast. Now, a lot of internet technologies have fast speed, but light and fiber internet has what we call symmetrical speeds. You can upload and download at the same time. Think about, you know, managing large files or perhaps video conferencing. Secondly, if you look at reliability, you know, fiber internet is going to be much less prone to weather interference. And there's been a lot of weather events, not just, you know, here in Colorado and Colorado Springs, but everywhere. Fiber internet is less prone to having those types of interference issues, whether they're electromagnetic or in the case of cell phone technology in the air, but also latency. Mm-hmm. Really, that's just a fancy way of saying delay. Fiber internet has less delay. So those are the key reasons.
And I love the fact that, you know, the industry is changing so much. I mean, even streaming video, think about that. I mean, it's really not been around very, very long as far as, like, you know, Fire Stick and things like that. Even over the last 10 years, it's always changing. And the modems are important nowadays. I mean, to cover, like, Wi-Fi to cover the entire house, you can have the fastest internet, but if you don't have the right modem, it's really not going to do you very, very much good, is it?
That's exactly right. You know, the benefits of fiber technology that I talked about, having the right modem, to your point, Dan, just makes everything that's good about fiber internet and makes it even better. Fiber internet, what people should look for is what we call 360 Wi-Fi. Those would be additional devices that come with your service that you can plug in around your home to address those dead spots. You know, everybody has those, and 360 Wi-Fi addresses it by creating an experience in your home so that you don't just have fast speed to your home, but you have fast speed throughout your home. And then as it pertains to the modem, look for what we call Wi-Fi 7. It's the best in class new modem. It has greater reach within the home. It can connect even more devices, and it even has less latency. So working with a provider that's really investing in the next best technologies can provide you an experience that allows you to connect all these devices and get done what you want to get done in your home.
And Quantum Fiber, just to be clear, is available here in Colorado Springs?
Absolutely. It is available in Colorado Springs. We have been building it out on all parts of the city, and we're continuing to build. People can go to quantumfiber.com or just Q.com. See if they're eligible, and if they're, you know, if we've built out to their neighborhood yet, and they can also look at the plans that are right for them. We have plans starting at $50, no contracts. We have what's called price for life. There's not going to be any surprise billing. So people can go to that site and see what we've got available for them in Colorado Springs. But like I said, we're continuing to build out. It's really exciting.
We're going to have to talk to you more about how to get the word out to tell people about Quantum Fiber. It's excellent. Guy, thanks for the time. You're always welcome on the show. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.